Here's a thought I'll title Young Brooks. From time to time, and with some frequency, I'll get an email from someone asking how I got started in photography. And I think I told this story back in the very early days of lens work, but it's been a couple of decades since I probably shared this. And although it's a little bit self-indulgent, I'll take just a few moments here to explain how I got started in photography for those of you who might be curious. When I was a youngster, I got fascinated, and I'm talking about 10, 12, 14 years old, I got fascinated with protozoa. My grandfather had given me a microscope for Christmas, a really good one, and I got fascinated by the world that exists that we cannot see. Interestingly enough, a thread that I still use in photography. And I became so fascinated with protozoa that I basically turned my teenage bedroom into a science lab. I bought all kinds of beakers and gallon jars that I would grow stuff in and look at under the microscope. I just couldn't let go of the fascination of a world that is invisible to the human eye, but yet the drama of life and death takes place continually in every drop of water on the planet. To this day, I'm still fascinated by it. And when I got into high school in my sophomore year, I was in a special science class where basically we designed a project and then set about with help from the instructor to do some sort of science experiment or whatever the nature of our project was. And I decided that I wanted to explore a protozoa named Blepharisma, which is a very pink creature when it eats certain things. And I wanted to photograph it, but I didn't know anything about photography. So I signed up for the photography class and only did so that I could figure out how to take pictures through the microscope. But in the photography class, we were given an assignment to do a book review. So I trotted on down to the library like all the other students did. And I only knew one photographer, and that was Ansel Adams. And all the Ansel Adams books had already been checked out. So I grabbed one off the shelf at random, and it turned out to be a book by Wynn Bullock. I looked through his book and realized what he was doing was different than what other photographers were doing, than what I was doing. He wasn't just taking pictures of the world and how it looked. He was interpreting the world. He was using the world as the basis for a metaphor. And it was absolutely fascinating and mesmerizing, the images that he made. Things like Navigation Without Numbers, or Stark Tree, or Old Typewriter, or Sea Palms. These became images that I just fell in love with. And that was the beginning of my photographic life. Pretty soon, it didn't take long, I forgot about the protozoans and moved on. But photography became my new love. I ate, breathed, and slept photography. And in retrospect, I can't help but think that it was important, that it was somehow critical, that my introduction to photography, the switch that turned on my passion for photography, was images, not cameras, not lenses, not darkrooms, not technique. So many photographers I know talk about that moment they saw their first black and white print develop in the tray in the darkroom, and that turned them on to photography. I never had that experience. When I developed my first prints, it was like, oh, the chemistry works the way they told me it was going to work. Okay, that's good. But what fascinated me was images. And after Wynn Bullock, I discovered Minor White, and Alfred Stieglitz, and Edward Weston, and Brett Weston, and later incredibly important image makers like Paul Strand, Joseph Sudek, Aaron Siskind. The list could go on and on. It's images that have always fascinated me and drawn me to photography, not cameras. So that's how I got started. And 50 years later, I'm still as passionate about photography as that first day I looked at those first Wynn Bullock images and thought, this is something marvelous.
Copyright 2025. Lenswork Publishing.